And it's my joy and privilege to introduce to you someone that most of you know fairly well at this point. His name is Will Barron. And what you may not know is that he is a licentiate of Second Presbytery. Now, that does not mean that he is licentious. There's a difference between being licensed for something and being licentious, where you take license as your own. Just as a doctor or a judge or a lawyer is licensed to practice, so we in our Presbyterian form of government have requirements and exams that must be passed in order to be considered licensed to preach. And Will is not only a student of theology under care, or not a student of theology, a licentiate with Second Presbytery and Devon's Road, but he also has an MDiv and a DMin, so he's a pretty smart cookie for those of you who haven't had that time to sit down and converse with him. And he is going to be preaching for us this morning, and we're delighted to have him bring to us God's Word from Proverbs 9. So come on, Will.
Thank you, Andrew, for that clarification. If you'll turn with me into your Bibles to Proverbs 9. As we begin to look at Proverbs 9, Proverbs 9 is the end of the first section of Proverbs. And in it, Solomon decides to try to summarize shortly all that he has covered in the first 8 chapters. And so we will look at that. Part of what Solomon does here, he personifies wisdom and folly, and then he also hits the central theme of the book. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So as we come to God's word, let's go to him in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to your word that is true, and that it's wise, and that gives life. Lord, may it speak to our hearts today. May it change our minds. Lord, I ask for wisdom as we approach it, and that your word would speak forth through my mouth. In Christ's name, amen. Proverbs 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her 7 pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the high places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of my wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abused, and whoever reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in wisdom, or in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you alone bear it. Lady Folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the high places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Here in Proverbs, we have two contrasting images. In my first reading of this passage and studying it, J.R.R. Tolkien, the Lord of the Rings series, came to mind, maybe because it's one of my favorite books and movies, but The Two Towers is the second book in it. And there you have two towers that should represent the good and the evil. The same kind of concept is here in this passage. In Proverbs is concerned about good and evil. And actually, all of Scripture is concerned about good and evil. Paul tells us that there's a war raging, a war between good and evil. But this war is not a geopolitical war as we see in Russia and Ukraine, but a spiritual war. A spiritual war that affects the physical, but is a spiritual war. Here we see also that we have seen in our passage in the New Testament reading, Jesus describes this also in two houses, the house built on the rock and the house built on the sand. So we are going to use that imagery as part of our guide as we look at Proverbs here. The house built on the rock is a house that will stand when the life storms come, and the one that built on sand falls. Solomon describes here in Proverbs 9 this same idea, two contrasting images or ideas. And what we see here are two ladies, two invitations, two consequences or outcomes, and then two responses. We'll begin with the two ladies. You have Lady Wisdom and Lady Folly. Lady Wisdom is industrious. She is a hard worker. She has built a house, or better yet, a palace, as you look at it and see there with the seven pillars. She has mixed her own wine, and she has created this feast and set a table. The imagery there might remind us of Psalm 23, where the Lord sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies. She sends out her servants to go and invite in others. On the contrast, you have Lady Folly. She is lazy and deceptive. She offers what is not hers to give. She is devoid of knowledge. She is reckless and without restraint. She sits at her door, prominently there as people go by, as a sign calling people in to come into her. Solomon here describes Lady Wisdom and Lady Folly as total opposites. One is of something that is good, the other something that is wicked. We have the same idea with the two invitations that the ladies provide. At first glance, the ladies seem to be saying something similar. They say, whoever is simple, let him turn in here, and to whoever lacks sense, come in. On the surface, both of them seem to be the same type of call, just two equal options to choose from. But it's as we look at what they ask when you come in, there isn't the same. There's contrast. There's a total difference. Lady Wisdom asks you to come in, to eat of her bread and a drink of her wine, to enjoy the good pleasures of her feast, the things that she has made, to learn insight from her. She has this urgent plea that is open to all to come in and to gain wisdom. There's only one requirement that she has for us if we come into her feast, and that is to leave our simple ways behind. Come and take hold of wisdom and apply it to your lives. Reject the way that you used to live. Lady Wisdom offers what is good, what is pleasing, and what is pure. On the contrast, Lady Folly. What we see here is that she offers half-truths and uncommitment. Lady Folly here is described very closely to what else is described in Proverbs with the adulterous woman. Both broken water and hidden pleasures eaten in secret are symbolizing sexual pleasures outside the confines of marriage. But before we go too far, we got to recognize this connotation of Lady Folly's invitation as sexual is not just limited to sexual sin. Here, Lady Folly is calling you in to enjoy the pleasures of sin, whatever they might be. She offers a glamorous promise of enjoyable pleasures that results in deception, evil, and impurity. Whose invitation will you respond to? We want to say quickly, and obviously we would respond to Lady Wisdom, right? If I asked you right now, everybody's hand would go up. But if we are truthful with ourselves, and if we follow what Scripture says, we don't stand here on neutral ground looking at two options like their ice cream and saying it's chocolate or vanilla. And it doesn't really matter which one we choose. No, we don't stand on neutral ground. Scripture is clear that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That there is none righteous, no, not one. None that desire God. No one seeks after God. Outside of the gospel, outside of our salvation in Jesus Christ alone, we all live in the house of Lady Folly. But Lady Wisdom still stands there calling us to leave our simple ways, to leave the house of folly, and come and feast at her table. We also see here two consequences or two outcomes of these calls. Lady Wisdom, what does she offer us? She offers us life, insight, and knowledge. On the contrast, Lady Folly, Solomon is quick here, if you notice, at the verse 18, that he says, but he does not know that the dead are there or that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Solomon is quick to say that, and to make sure that we know that Lady Folly offers death and destruction. Isn't this what Jesus was talking about in his parable with the two houses? The house built on the rock will stand, but the house that is built on sand is destroyed. Lady Wisdom represents the house built on the rock. That rock is Jesus Christ. Trusting in him, taking up his wisdom that he provides in his word, brings about life. On the contrast, Lady Folly offers or represents the house built on sand that leads to death and destruction. One way leads to life, one way leads to death and destruction. Isn't this been what Proverbs has been all about all along? Which way will you choose? But here, if you recognize that Solomon doesn't leave us without telling us what options we have and the types of people that choose here. Solomon, in Proverbs 9, as you might have noticed, that I dealt with the first part and the last part of the chapter, have left out the middle until now. Proverbs 9 tells us through Lady Wisdom that there's two types of people. There's the scoffer, and there is the wise or righteous person. The scoffer is the one that rejects wisdom. Who is a scoffer? That's a term that we don't use very often in our language today. A scoffer is one who is self-involved, not able or willing to receive instruction or correction, knows all that he needs to know, and can't learn from others. The scoffer is also tied to the fool in Psalms. The fool that says in their heart that there is no God. The scoffer laughs at God and his word because he does not need it. Does not need God, he does not need his word, and he doesn't need his wisdom. He can live life on his own. The righteous man, though, is different. The righteous man wants discipline. He recognizes that God disciplines those that he loves. The righteous man wants reproof so that he will be corrected in the ways of God. And he wants accountability, those that will keep him to help him walk on the right path. What makes the difference between the scoffer and the righteous man? The key is the central theme of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. The central theme here is that the fear of the Lord is what makes the difference. Remember that the fear of the Lord is the humbly acceptance of God's sovereign control over all of our life and His salvation provided to us in Christ Jesus. Our only hope is in every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Our only hope is in the Holy One of Israel, the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. This is what Jesus says in our New Testament passage. The one who hears my words and does it is like the one who builds his house on the rock. Lady Wisdom has called us to come in and to learn wisdom and set aside the simple things of life. Jesus here calls us to come and to hear his word and to do them. How will you respond? There's two options here. First of all, there's this, the part for the unbeliever. If you do not believe already in the Lord Jesus Christ, here is an invitation to you to come, to set apart yourself, to set aside those things that you enjoy, to take on Christ, His wisdom, His knowledge, and to feast at His table and find eternal life. But for the believer, this passage also speaks to us. The invitation here is for you. Look back at Proverbs 9, at verses 15. There we have Lady Folly speaking. And what does she say? She's sitting at the side of her house, in the high places, and she's calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. I don't believe Solomon wrote that without understanding it and knowing what he was saying. The temptation for us as believers is not that we aren't already in the house of wisdom, and Lady Folly is there now calling us to turn aside. You see, earlier we mentioned that we were normally, our natural state is in the house of folly. But as Christians, we have stepped out of that house and stepped into the house of wisdom. But there's always that temptation. There's always the tendency to heed the call of Lady Folly and turn aside. Because she says, take a moment and step aside from what you're doing that is right and enjoy the pleasures of this life. You earned it. Take a little time off. Isn't Lady Folly what the world calls us to do today too? Turn aside. Enjoy a little bit of pleasure for now. Again, wisdom is calling. Whose call will you follow today? Are you standing firm on the word of God, or are you listening to the world? How do we heed the call of Lady Wisdom? All along, Andrew has been teaching us practical applications to this. And then you might have recognized through these 8 chapters that a lot of the practical applications are sounding the same. And that's because they are. How do we follow Lady Wisdom? We come and we heed the word of God. It is by being in the word that we know how and hear God's wisdom. We spend time in prayer, and then we also spend time fellowshipping with other believers, having other believers keep us accountable in our Christian walk. There are 2 houses here. There are two invitations. The question is, whose invitation will you respond to? Will you respond to Lady Folly or Lady Wisdom? Do you respond to what is good or what is deceptive? Come and feast on Lady Wisdom's table. Come and feast on the Word of God and on Jesus Christ, and learn wisdom from them. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, your word is true, and your wisdom is good, and your insight is knowledgeable for both daily living and for eternal life. May we come daily to you, resting in you. Make our ears numb and dull to the calls of this life, to the calls of Lady Folly, so that while you might hear and continue to respond to your word and live in your way. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.